Chamishi. Until now, the pasuk was discussing nigei or basar, where there was a tzaras on the skin, or shchin and michvas eish, where there was a boil that healed and tzaras took its place, or a burn that healed and a tzaras took its place. Now the pasuk is speaking about a nega b'mokoim sar, a nega that occurred in a place where there is hair, where hair grows, that is b'rosh oy b'zaken, on the head or on the beard. If the hairs of the head or the hairs of the beard fall out, part of it falls out, creating a bald spot, that is considered a nesek. A nesek is the name of a tzaras b'mokoim sar. There is a machloikis if a nesek needs a discoloration of the skin in order for it to be considered a tzaras. The Tosefta holds that in order for something to be called a nesek, the hair has to fall out, and in that area where the bald spot is, there has to be some discoloration of the skin. It does not have to be one of the four colors of tzaras. It does not have to be white like Baheres or Se'es or their subcategories, the Sapachas. But any discoloration of the skin would be enough to be considered a tzaras. According to the Taurus Kahanim, by Nesek we do not need any discoloration of the skin. As long as the hair falls out, that's already considered a Nesek, and if it has two gold hairs, which the Pasuk will say later on, then it will be a Simen Tumah. And the Pasuk says, V'ish Aisha, a man or a woman, Ki Yevoi Noga, that will have a Nega B'Rosh Oy V'Zokon on his head or on his beard, which means the hair of his head will fall out, there will be a bald spot in his head or a bald spot in his beard. The Or HaChaim is medayek. Why over here does the pasuk say v'ish oy isha? It says explicitly an isha, as opposed to earlier in the pasuk in Perek Yud Gimel pasuk Beis, where it says adam ki yeh ba'or b'saroi se'es oy sapachas oy baheres. It only says adam over there. So adam over there, a person, includes a woman. So why over here couldn't it say adam? Why does it have to say isha? He answers, if the pasuk would say Adam over here, I would make a mistake and think Adam over here is only referring to a man. Because I would think that only if a man grows a beard and then a bald spot happens in his beard, then that is considered a nega, a nesek. But if a woman grows a beard, since it is not usual, if the hair falls out, that would not be considered a nesek. Therefore, the pasuk has to say isha over here to tell us that if the unusual happens and an isha grows a beard and gets a bald spot, that is also considered a nega tzaras. That's why the Torah says isha explicitly over here. V'ro'o ha-koyen. And the koyen will see es ha-nega the nega. V'hine mar'ehu omoik min ha'or. And behold, its appearance seems deeper than the flesh around it. Uvoi se'or tzohoiv dok. And there are two gold hairs in the nega. The dark hairs turned into gold hairs. Duck, there is a machlekes what the explanation of duck is. Either it means thin or it means two short hairs. V'timei oisei ha-koyen. The koyen will say that it is tamei. Neseku, it is a nesek. Nesek is the name of a tzaras on the head. Tzaras harosh oy hazokinhu. It is a tzaras on the head or on the beard. Over here we see the difference between nega nesek and a nega be'or basar. Because a nega be'or basar on the skin, two white hairs are a simen tumah. And over here, by nesek, two gold hairs are the simen tumah. V'chiyira ha-koines nega ha-nesek. If the koin will see the nega ha-nesek, v'hine ein mar'ehu omek mina'or, and its appearance does not appear deeper than the flesh around it, v'se'or shokor ein boy, and there aren't two dark hairs in the nega, because two dark hairs in the nega would be a simen that it is tahar. V'hizkir ha-koyin es nega ha-nesek shivas yomim. The koyin will quarantine this person with the nega for 7 days, since there aren't any golden hairs and there is no black hair. To be metarit, the koyin will lock it up for 7 days. V'ro ha-koyin es ha-nega b'yom ha-shvi, and the koyin will look at the nega on the 7th day, v'hine lefoso ha-nesek, and the nesek did not spread. If it would have spread, it would have been tamei for sure. V'loi hoyavoi se'ar tzohoiv, and there weren't two golden hairs in the nega, because if there were, it definitely would have been tamei. Umari ha-nesek ein amok mina'or, and the appearance of the nesek does not appear deeper than the flesh around it. So basically, it stayed the same after the first week. The pasuk said, v'hisgaloch, and he will shave himself. which means, although in Parashas Metzora, by the Tahara of the Metzora, when he has to shave off all his hair, that must be done by the Kohen, the Pasuk over here is telling us that this shaving can be done by anybody. That's why it says, Vizgaloch, even he himself can shave himself. Vesanesek leigaleach, but the Nesek, immediately around the Nesek, he does not shave. He shaves his head, but he leaves over a border, the width of two hairs, around the circumference of the nega. This way, when he looks at the nega at the end of the week, he will be able to tell if the nega spread, because if the nega passes those two hairs, then he knows that it spread. So the pasuk says again, Vizgaloch, and he shaves the rest of his head. Vesanesek leigaleach. But he does not shave immediately around the nesek. This way he leaves a border around the circumference. And the kohen quarantines the nesek for a second set of 7 days. Bal HaTurim takes note why the gimel in the word v'hiskalach is written with a large gimel. And he says, because gimel, three type of people must shave their hair. The metzora, like we see over here. The nazir, like we will see in Parshas Nasai, and also the Levim, when they went through their inaugurational stage, they also had to shave the hair on their body, like it says in Parshas Bahaloscha. We mentioned earlier the Shita of the Rosh, who says that even by Nige or Basar, a Nega on the skin, the Kohen would make a mark around the Nega. This way he will see if the Nega spreads, if it passes the area of the mark. The Dasakein and Mibalei HaTosfos asks on this Rosh, and he says that we cannot do that, because even if it spreads, it will not be a Raya, because the person with the Nega might change the mark and make the mark larger. This way the Kohen will not be able to tell if the Nega spread or not. It's only over here by Nesek, where the mark was made with hair, and the Menuga, the person with the Nega, cannot change this mark. Only over here is a mark made. And then the Kohen will look at this Nesek on the seventh day, at the end of the second set of seven. And behold, the Nesek did not spread in the skin, because if it did spread, it definitely would be tummy. And it does not appear deeper than the rest of the flesh. And the Kohen will be metaher this Nega. And the person will be tovel himself and tovel his clothing, v'tahir, and he will be tar. Even though the Kohen was metar him, since he had to be locked up, the din is that he still needs tefillah on himself and on his clothing. So the din of Nesek is similar to the din of Nige or Basar, that if it stays the same after the second week, the din is that the Kohen is metarit. V'mposa yifsa ha-Nesek ba'or. But if the Nesek spreads in the skin acharei taharosoi after the Kohen was metarit, v'ra'oh ha-Kohen, and the Kohen will look at it, v'hinei posa ha-Nesek ba'or, and behold, the Nesek spread, lo yivakir ha-Kohen la-seir ha-tso'ed. The Kohen does not have to examine to find two golden hairs, because even without that tamehu, it is tameh, because it spread even after the Kohen was metarit. Ve'im be'enov omar ha-Nesek, and if the Nesek retained its appearance, v'se'or shachor tzomach boy, and two black hairs grew in it, nirpa ha-Nesek, that is a sign that the Nesek is healed, tohahu, it is tohar, v'tiharo ha-Kohen, and the Kohen will say and declare that it is tar. The question arises on this pasuk. What is this pasuk going on that two black hairs is a simen tahara? It cannot be telling me that after the second week, if it grows two black hairs, it is tar, because the pasuk said that even if it stays the same and nothing happens, it is tar. So we do not need two black hairs to make it tar. So in what case is the pasuk telling us that two black hairs is a simen tahara? Rav Shamshel Rafal Hirsch learns that it is talking about after it spread. The Kohen was metaret and it spread, so the pasuk says it's tame. If after that two black hairs grow in it, then that is a simen tahara and the Kohen will be metaret. That is one way how to learn. Maybe we can also offer another explanation, because it is clear that the pasuk is not speaking about after the second week, because after the second week we do not need two black hairs to make it tar. Even if it stays exactly the same, the pasuk said already in pasuk lamed dalet that it is tar. It also cannot be telling me that right when the kohen sees the nega for the first time, if he sees two black hairs, it is tar, because that the pasuk said already in pasuk lamed aleph. The question is, where does the pasuk say that after the first week If the Kohen looks at the Nega and he sees two black hairs, that it is tar. If you look in Pasuk Lamed Beis, the Pasuk does not mention black hairs. It just says, V'roh ha-Kohen es ha-Nega b'yom ha-Shvi. The Kohen will look at the Nega on the seventh day. V'hinei lefosor ha-Nesek. It didn't spread, because if it would spread, it would be Tameh. V'loi ho-yavoy ser sa'oiv. It did not have two golden hairs, because if there were golden hairs, it would be Tameh. But it does not mention that if there were two black hairs, it would be tar. So maybe this Pasuk over here in Pasuk Lamed Zayin is going back on Pasuk Lamed Beis and telling us that if after the first week the Kohen looks at it and sees two black hairs, then it is tar. And that is what the Pasuk over here is telling us. Rashi is also medayik when the Pasuk says tahar hu v'ti haroi ha-Kohen. It seems to be repetitious. He is tar and the Kohen is metar him. Rashi says the Pasuk is coming to tell us only somebody who is tahar, which the Kohen was metaher, is that person tahar. But a person who is tameh, and the Kohen made a mistake and was metaher him, that does not make him tahar, the person is still tameh. Zok Rashi Pasuk Choftes Berosha Bezokin. If the person will have a nega on his head or by his beard. Bo'akosu l'chalek, the Torah is coming to differentiate bein nega shebemokim sar, between a nega that occurs in a place where hair grows, l'nega shebemokim basar, to a nega that occurs in a place that is only basar skin. Shezesi moni b'sar lovan, because a nega b'mokim basar, the simen tumi is two white hairs. Vezesi moni b'sar tzohoy, and a nega b'mokim sar, the simen tumi is two golden hairs. Uboy sar tzohoy, shenepach sar shachar sheboy l'tzohoy, because two black hairs, two dark hairs, turn to gold. Nesaku, kach shemoy shel nega, that is the name of a nega shebemokim sar, that is in the place of hair. And literally, the word nesek means to fall out, because the hair has to fall out by this nega. V'sar shachar einboy, if there aren't two black hairs, then it is tameh. Ho'im ho'yaboy sar shachar, but if two black hairs grew in this nega, tohar, it is a simin tahara. Vein tzorach lehesker, and it does not need to be quarantined. Shesar shachar simin tahara hu b'nesokim, because by nesokim, two black hairs are a simin tahara. Like the Pasuk says further on in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Vesar shachar tzamach boy, if two black hairs grew in it, it is a simin tahara. Vehine lefasa, and after the first week it did not spread, hoim pasa, but if it did spread, oy hoya boy sear tzahiv, or the dark hairs turned gold, tame, that will be a simin tuma. Vesgalach, and he will shave svivas hanesek on the rest of his head around the nesek, but ves hanesek immediately around the nesek, lo yigaleach, he will not shave. Zagrashi, meniach shtei sa'arois, he leaves a border of two hairs, samachloi, around the nesek saviv, near the nesek around it, around the circumference, kedei she yehei nikar imposa, in order that it should be discernible if it spreads, she'im yifzeh, if it will spread, yavor hasa'orois, it will pass the hairs that were left over, v'yetze, and it will go out, l'mokam hagiluach, to the place that was shaven. Acharei ta'arosoi, after his tahara, it will spread, then the Kohen will say, it is tameh, einli ela poisha la'achar haptur. We only know from this pasuk that if it spreads after the Kohen said it was potter, the Kohen said it was tahor, then if it spreads, then it's tameh. Minayin, how do we know, b'soif shavur rishoin, even after the first week if it spreads, or b'soif shavur sheni, if it spreads after the second week? Tamad loimar. Therefore the pasuk says, a double lashon over here, in pasuk lamed hey, vim pasuk yivset, the double lashon tells me that if it spreads after the first week, or after the second week, it is tameh. In Sefer Shari Aharon, he brings down a kasha from the Chofetz Chaim, who asks, why does Rashi need Pasa Yifseh, the double lashon, to tell me that if it spreads after the first and second week, it is Tameh? Can't we learn that out from the Diyuk, from the Mashmois of the Pasuk itself? If you look in Pasuk Lamed Beis, that speaks about the first week, the Pasuk says, V'hine lo foso ha-nesek, that the Nesek did not spread. We can infer from this that if it did spread, it's Tameh. And similarly, in Pasuk Lamed Daled, the Pasuk says again, V'hine lo foso ha-nesek, which is Mashma, that if it did spread in the second week, it would be Tameh. So why do I need a special Pasuk or Pasa Yifseh if I can learn it out from the simple Mashmois of the Pasuk? And he answers, if you look at Pasuk Lamed Beis alone and Pasuk Lamed Daled alone, it's possible to make a mistake and you can say that maybe if it spreads, it won't be Tameh. Because without the pasuk of pasuk yivseh, I might make a mistake in pasuk lamed beis and say the pasuk is not saying that we lock up this nega for a second week if it stays the same, but rather the pasuk is saying v'hinei lefoso hanesek. If the nesek did not spread, but there were two golden hairs, or there were no two golden hairs, but it did spread. So if it had one simen tumah, then you lock it up. And only if it has two simani tumah, if it spreads and there are two golden hairs, that's when it is definitely tummy. That would be the mistake. Therefore, we need the pasuk of pasuk yifset to say no, that if it spreads after the first week, spreading alone is a simen tumah. And the pasuk is read like this: v'hine lefoso hanesek, and the nesek didn't spread. Because if it spreads by itself, that would be enough to say that it is definitely tameh. And there weren't any golden hairs, because two golden hairs alone would be enough to say it's tameh. If it stays the same, then you lock it up. But if it spreads, it's a simen tumah. And if there are two golden hairs, that is also a simen tumah. That's why I need pasuk yifseh over here. And also, if you look at pasuk lamed dalet, the pasuk says v'hinei lefoso, and behold, the nesek did not spread. But let's say if it did spread, I might make a mistake and think that if it spreads, you lock it up for a third week. Therefore, we need the pasuk of pasuk yifseh to tell us that if it spreads, it's a definite tumah, and the kohen will be metame this person. But what's still left to understand is a question that we can ask earlier in the parsha in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Hei by Nigei or Basar, because over there it says that if after the first week the nega looks the same, lefoso hanega, it did not spread, we lock up the nega for a second week. And Rashi says, lefoso hanega, the nega did not spread, but if it spread, it would be tame. And also it says further on in Pasuk Vav that after the second week, if the nega stays the same, it is tar. And Rashi is medayik, if it spreads, it is tame. Over there, Rashi does not bring down it is because of a double lashon of pasuk sifseh, which is said in pasuk zayin. And that is the reason why we make the diyuk and we say that if it spreads after the first week or after the second week, it is tameh. Rashi seems to rely on the diyuk alone from the psukim, unlike he says over here, where he needs the pasuk yifseh to make this limud. Zak Rashi pasuk lamed zayin, v'sei or shachar, if there were two black hairs, it is a simen tahara. Frek Rashi minayin, how do we know af hayoroik that even two green hairs would be tahar, or vehe edoim, two red hairs sheinot zohiv, as long as they are not golden hairs tamad loymar. Therefore, the pasuk says viseyar. Since it says viseyar, it comes to include that not only dark hairs are a simen tahara, but any color hair that is not golden is a simen tahara. Ulashin Tzohiv, the Lashin of Tzohiv, Doime Letavnes HaZohov, is similar to the color of gold. Tzohiv Kemoi Zohov. The Tzadik and the Zion are interchangeable, and therefore Tzohov is like Zohov, which means gold. Urbala Balaz. Tahar Hu V'Tiaroi HaKoyin. Why does the Pasuk say a double Lashin? Ha Tomei She'Tiaroi HaKoyin. A Tomei that the Koyin says was Tahar. Loi tar is not tar. By the fact that the Kohen says tar does not make a person who is really tameh tar. And the pasuk continues, Ve'isha isha, and a man or a woman, ki yiv or besaram behoris levonois, who will have in the skin of their flesh spots, white spots. Ve'roha Kohen, and the Kohen will see it, ve'hinei va'or besaram, and it will be in the skin of their flesh, behoris chaos levonois, dim white spots. Boyaku, it's only a boyak, a shining parach bahar that erupted in the skin. Taru, it's tar, it's not taras. So Grashi, behorois, chabarburois, spots, keres levonois, dim white, shein lovin shalahen az, because their whiteness is not intense, elokea, but rather dim. Boyak, kemin loivin haniru babasar adam edom, it's like the white that appears by a person who has a red complexion, shekarn rouge, which is called rouge, rosy, bein charbarburais admi musai, between his spots of redness, karib bayak, that's called bayak, keish anchan, like a freckled person, shebein adosha leadosha, between each freckle, mavik habosar belevin sach, his basar shines and gleams with whiteness. So that is not saras. So to over here, these light and dim white spots are not saras. Let us go back for a moment to a diak in the parasha of Nesek that is made by the Netziv Emek Dovim. He asks that we find by Nega HaNesek that if the Nega stays the same after the first week, we tell the person to shave his head and to leave a border of 2 hairs around the circumference of the Nesek. This way we can tell at the end of the second week if it's spread or not. Frank the Netziv, why don't we do this before the first time he was locked up? The Pasuk says in Pasuk Lamed Aleph that if the Kohen does not see any golden hairs in the Nega, he locks up this Nega for 7 days. And after the 7 days, if it spreads, it is Tameh. Why doesn't the Pasuk say that he should shave himself and leave a border of hairs around the Nega before he is locked up the first time, just like it says before he is locked up the second time? The Netziv answers, because the Torah was not mechayev a person to do viskalach and to shave himself only when the probability of spreading is greater. And since typically a nega spreads in the second week and not in the first week, therefore the Torah was only mechayev viskalach in the second week.